The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Good morning, Long Island, and welcome to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM, keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas, and again, so glad that you can join us this morning as we share and explore all relevant issues related to autism spectrum disorder. My guests today are Miguel and Ileana Figueroa, the daddy-daughter duo who in 2017 started a pop culture review channel called Toy Quest 101 on YouTube. Based in Vineland, New Jersey, Toy Quest 101 was developed to show children with autism that anything is possible. This milestone has been recognized by YouTube with a silver plaque known as the Play Button and the Daily Points of Light Award, founded by President George H.W. Bush. Welcome, Miguel. Welcome, Ileana.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Oh, happy to have you on the show. You know, this really, really caught my interest, to be honest with you, because it just sounded so creative and opened up a real world of possibility, which I know was your intention for so many people, and particularly young people on the spectrum. Can you guys tell me a little bit about what the inspiration for this was? And also, as part of that conversation, what Toy Quest 101 really is? It's going to be a new word for a lot of us.
Yeah, sure. So Toy Quest 101 began when one day my daughter, about 3 years ago, Ileana, she's 13, she has autism, she's the force behind the show. She was watching YouTube on her tablet like most kids do nowadays. And I turned to her and I said, hey, you should, you know, do your own YouTube show. So she turned off the tablet and got really sad. And when I asked her what was wrong, she said she couldn't do it because she had autism. Now, as a father, you know, it broke my heart because I wasn't expecting that answer from her. So at the time, you know, I grew up with pop culture, so I had a lot of comic book memorabilia, and I was doing my basement. So we set up the basement, now called the studio, where we record, and we did our first show. And Ileana, during the show, started doing a lot of things that she was struggling with during her time with autism, right? She was speaking more. She was being more interactive. She wasn't shy. You know, she was putting sentences together, trying to pronounce things a lot better. Certain things that, again, she struggled with growing up with autism. And when the show got finished, the first episode, me and her mom kind of looked at each other in shock because she was so excited to do the show and brought so many things out of her that we never seen before that we decided to continue with the show to inspire other kids. So now, fast forward 3 years later, we have over 50 million views. Wow. People around the world watch us. We have celebrity guests come onto the show. We have the YouTube Play Button Award, like you mentioned. And now we want to inspire kids with autism and special needs around the world so that way they don't think that their disability is a roadblock to accomplishing any dreams that they might have. So that's basically how the show came about, and that's what we do now.
Well, it's just fantastic. You know, Ileana, if I could ask you a little bit, did you ever dream that this would be grow the way it did and get so big and be so appreciated by so many people? Yeah, so many hits.
It's been in my dream. When I was, like, thinking I wanted to be a YouTube person, I thought that I didn't get like a much subscriber, so we keep going, and that shocked me when we got like 100K subscribers.
Yeah,
I bet. Were you always interested in YouTube? Did you always find it something that you could enjoy or entertaining? And
yeah, all the time.
Well, I guess there's the music and everything else that goes with YouTube.
Yeah.
So you know what? What is it about Toy Quest 101 that distinguishes it from maybe other YouTube sites? Let's describe it a little bit for listeners.
Yeah, so with us, the biggest thing is that we review a lot of toys and statues, and we have a lot of vendors that partner up with us, not only to support our mission, but so we can have content on the show to kind of intrigue people to watch. So we have a lot of viewers out there that start to watch the show, because let's say we open up the newest thing in pop culture. For example, Wonder Woman was just a big hit not too long ago because it came out. So we would do a Wonder Woman statue. But then when they realize, not only do they like the review and the figure that we're reviewing, but when they find out what the show is about, then they get more interested in it. Another thing that kind of sets us apart is the celebrity guests that come onto the show. So the celebrity guest for us is very important for a couple of reasons. A, it's pretty cool to have celebrity guests on, right? It's pretty entertaining, right? We get to, you know, interview people that we watch on TV or listen to on the radio, you know, people that we never dreamed of talking to before. But it's very important to us because of this. And I want to kind of paint a picture for everyone out there listening. So imagine a little girl in New Zealand, across the world, right? New Zealand, who's nonverbal. She's 10 years old. She's never said a word in her life, right? She has autism. But she loves music, let's say, right? She's inspired by music. And one day we have, let's say, for example, Kelly Clarkson on the show. Mm-hmm. And Kelly Clarkson looks at the camera and says, "Hey, I believe in you. And anything that you put your mind to, you can achieve it." And that little girl in that moment of time, that impacts her life like no other thing. And the next morning she wakes up singing, her parents run into the room and she's singing, a little girl who's been nonverbal. That moment in time, that little message right there that connects with our viewer, that's what we want to accomplish on our show, because they're on a bigger platform, obviously, and it's somebody they look up to. And a lot of times these kids could relate with them, and that's a little push that they need to, you know, get them to do things that they weren't doing before. So that's another thing that kind of sets us apart from the other shows, is the amount of celebrity guests that we have on the show.
Sure. I'm sure it fosters a confidence in young people who might otherwise be really reticent or afraid to kind of move forward. And just as you guys are saying, maybe some of the cachet a celebrity brings to the forum. And I just wonder whether or not, well, let's talk about some of the celebrities. You mentioned Kelly Clarkson. Who else has been on the show?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson hasn't been on the show.
Oh, okay. She's an example. Okay.
But that was just an example. But Ileana has
we'll try to get her on, okay?
Yeah, for sure. She's listening. Hey, we want you on.
Sure.
Right? Ileana, who was your favorite celebrity that was on the show?
My favorite celebrity was Sonya Deville.
So Sonya Deville was from the WWE. She's one of the women athletes on the program. And it was very important for her to be on the show because she represented the women, obviously, in a male-dominated sport. And during the time, they were really putting the women in the forefront of wrestling. So we have a lot of reasons why different celebrities come on the show. But Sonya Deville was a good one. Wow. We had Daryl McDaniels from the iconic rap group DMC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had Rob Paulsen on the show, who's the voice of the Animaniacs and Ninja Turtles and Pinky from Pinky and the Brain. The creators of the X-Men animated series that was a big hit in the 90s. So we got all types of different celebrities that have been on the show, anywhere from UFC to movies to boxers to, you know, voiceover celebrities. I mean, we've had it all, musicians. It's been a great, great ride for us, for sure.
That really is so cool. When I'm looking at your site, what really caught my attention was it reminded me or made me think of a fantastic theatrical set. I mean, it was all these really incredible figures and, just so much to work with. Like you said, pop culture and comics and the visual representation, the material representation of all this. Now, do you guys use that to create stories, or what do you do with all those figures? What does that look like on the show?
So that's actually a good question, because there's a number of reasons. So, I grew up with pop culture. That was kind of my way out when I was a kid, you know, watching the cartoons, reading the comic books. But if you look at the media today, movies, anything like that, you see a lot of representation of multicultural things right now. So we have different races and stuff on TV, which is awesome. But there's really not a really big representation of kids with special needs or autism or anything like that. If you look in the comic books, you do have some heroes or superheroes that kind of relate to kids that have special needs or disabilities. So, for example, Daredevil was blind. You know, Professor Xavier from the X-Men was in a wheelchair. Even Peter Parker, he was bullied in school. And although he's just a typical, you know, high schooler who's considered a geek, behind the scenes, he's actually Spider-Man, but the real hero is Peter Parker, not Spider-Man. So that's the reason why we go with pop culture. As far as the stuff that we have on the show, we're just trying to go with the trends that are happening now, right? So pop culture, the movies are getting really big with, like I said, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, all that. So the vendors that send us stuff, they want to promote their things during that time. And that kind of gives us almost like a schedule to do and kind of intrigue all our viewers to watch the show as well. But we can relate to the superheroes because Ileana every day feels like she's a superhero, right?
Yeah. That's a good way to feel. Yeah. You really are making such an important observation, because I really don't think there's full inclusion or acceptance without representation in the media. And to use current pop culture and events or media attention that is trending seems the likely way to go. Let's hold that thought. You know, you're listening to Michael and Ileana Figueroa. When we come back, we're going to talk more about pop culture as it's related, as it's represented on ToyQuest 101. Stay with us.